What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from The Recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T believes that if you want a smartphone, you should get the best deal on that smartphone, no matter what kind of smartphone person you are. People who reply to texts immediately. Emoji overtexters, emoji haters, custom emoji makers, app personalizers, and alphabetizers. Even those who blast music off their phone at the gym. At AT&T, we give new and existing customers our best deals on every smartphone. Save up to $1,000 on our most popular smartphones with eligible trade-in. Offers vary by device. Terms and restrictions apply. See AT&T.com or visit an AT&T store for details.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is the go-to when betting on the NFL. Right now, new customers can place any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DK1. New customers can place any $5 NFL bet and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. That's code DK1. One only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario and Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And you can check out our podcast by subscribing on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, a story from our Faith in Action series, where we share with you the stories of people of faith living it out in the public square. Today's story comes to us from the little town of Noel, Missouri, where there's a church that has an unexpected amount of immigrants attending. Here's Pastor Josh Manning and his wife, Lauren, with the story.
My name is Josh Manning, and Lauren, you want to dive in?
Okay, so yeah, Josh and I have been married nearly 20 years.
So we're coming along. I did 20 years at Walmart. I was an assistant manager, and so you worked crazy hours. I mean, you know, 15 days in a row at times. I remember doing that, 12-hour shifts, a lot of those kind of things.
He was at Walmart constantly. We lived an hour away from the Walmart in which he worked.
And so for a lot of years there, we were, you know, that's all we were doing. Mm-hmm. I was bringing home a paycheck, and Lauren was at home. And was never quite fulfilled. I just never had this feeling that we were doing what God had called us to do.
Mm-hmm. He always said, God has something for us. God's going to do something with us. And I thought, what does that mean? We have little kids. We had twins. And 2 years later, I had another baby. So we had three kids under three. I was 28, trying to homeschool three kids as they grew, and Josh not being around and trying to be in church and do the right things. It was a difficult season. We decided God decided that it was time for us to do something and follow the Great Commission. And so at the time, our pastor was, I would consider, a Great Commission preacher. He was about sending, he was about missions, and I had never really truly heard a pastor that was so clear and direct. I don't know, it clicked with us. Mm-hmm. I think it clicked around the same time. When you agree, Josh?
Absolutely.
It was like, whoa, we were watching him, his preaching. We were watching a young family from our church sell everything they owned and move to Peru in the jungles.
And they'd set up little churches down the Amazon River, and he'd ride this little boat down the Amazon River and disciple the pastors there. And this was a family our age. Mm-hmm. It just blew us away. And when we had gotten to that church, that family had just left, so we didn't even see them, and didn't know them, but knew their story because the whole church was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And that was hugely impactful. The other thing was, Lauren made me go to see David Platt speak, and I didn't know anything about this guy, But he was talking about the concept of just going. That is the concept of the gospel, is you hear the truth and then you go and tell the truth. I mean, that's the basic premise. And so it impacted us greatly. Mm-hmm. And so those two, and then our faithful teaching of a very good pastor, those three just pushed us in that position. And we didn't know where we were going to go, but we knew that we were going to share the gospel, whatever means that we had, we were going to do so as boldly and loudly as what we could possibly do. And we found out there was a church in Knoll, Missouri, that the pastor had left, thrown up his hands in disgust and ran screaming, as many other pastors had there, to be blunt. What the main industry is in the entire county and in that town is the poultry industry. And so what happened was, is of course you had these farmers, small-time farmers that can have the chicken houses, but to have workers in a very rural county to be able to work the plants, they just, there isn't any. And so probably about 25 years ago, 30 years ago in that ballpark, Hispanic population started to move in. And then relatively more recent times, we started to get refugees from all over the world. Knoll has an extremely diverse population. There's 30 nations of birth in a town of 2,000 people. There's 10 languages that, in my estimation, are large enough to have a church functioning. And so you have a large number of these refugee population, limited English skills. And so it's a very challenging place to present the gospel. But in some ways, it's served up for you in a silver platter because you know where to go to catch these people. You know what I'm saying? So I became pastor of a church that had two primary languages, English speaking, of course, and Ska Karen.
They come from Myanmar. It was also called Burma. You may have heard that. They've been in civil war for, it's like the longest running civil war.
Yeah, it's
ever.
Like since World War II.
Yeah, they've been in civil war. When we found out they were from Burma, we referred to them as the Burmese people. And that is not something you should do because the Burmese government attacks these little... Josh can
these
explain
little
this better.
Ethnic tribes, yeah.
Yeah, come in and attack them. So their own country will fight against them. So they are very proud to be Karen. And they have a Buddhist background. They have a Christian heritage. So there's kind of a hodgepodge of religions within the Karen people. But they come to our church. Groups of them come faithfully. And we get to preach the gospel and share Jesus with them. And so not all of the adults necessarily know English in our church. So we have a translator, and he's not necessarily a Christian. He's not necessarily a Buddhist either. He's kind of a mix of different religions. But we use the kids and as translators for the parents, so we can get to know the parents through the kids. And
God's blessed this beyond our wildest dreams. Now it's 4 years later. There are 5 independent services operating in our building. We have service, you know, all day long from 10 in the morning till 9 at night, frequently on Sunday, in 5 separate languages, and attempting to start services in other languages as well. And we still have no idea what we're doing, but God continues to bless it despite our idiocy.
And you've been listening to Josh and Lauren Manning heeding the call and following their heart and following their God and doing essentially a turnaround. When we come back, more of this remarkable story here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
For wild card round action, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is the place to go. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TIMER. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly. That's promo code TIMER, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario and Ohio. Bonus issued as free bets. One free bet issued based on amount of initial losing NFL bet up to $10. Eligibility, wagering, deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
There's one thing retirement savers are not doing, and that one thing could cost them everything they've worked for. I'm talking about real diversification, not just stocks and bonds, but non-correlated assets that do not move in the same direction. So if stocks go down, your money is protected. How do you know if your money is truly diversified? Get the answer in a free wealth protection kit. There's no cost or strings attached. Just call 855-933-5252 today. That's 855-933-5252.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we return to Our American Stories and Pastor Josh Manning and his wife Lauren's story of operating a church in the small town of Knoll, Missouri, where many immigrants call home and call his church home. In fact, Josh has five different services in five different languages at his church, using interpreters to spread the gospel in the process. But why did these immigrants, especially the Karen people from Myanmar, start attending Knoll Community Baptist Church? Let's continue with the story.
So we don't have a whole lot of prior information, but one little segment we do know is that a gentleman that we just love and such a gracious man named Mike Brown, he saw the refugees coming into the town. He saw the changing demographics. He saw the potential and he saw, you know what, the nations are coming to us. Let's reach out to the nations. Let's not sit here in fear and get to know them. And so he went to, I think he just randomly went to the Karen housing, if I understand right.
They were all sleeping on the ground. They had no furniture.
So Mike talked to the people at the church at that time and said, let's buy mattresses for every Karen family. And so the church did. And they made a relationship with them. And they started going fishing together. They started hanging out. And little by little, they started populating the church. And then before long, a translator was needed because the sermon became bilingual. And so our translator, Yemenu, stepped up and became the translator. He's also the liaison at Tyson for the Karen people. So he translates for a living. He's excellent, excellent at it.
And Mineso, the father of my translator, Yemenu, this guy is just the American dream on steroids. So Mineso gets captured by the Burmese army. Him and six other men total, and he was given the job of walking in front of the army to set off landmines. And so he's captured. Yemenu is just a baby, if I understand right, at that point. So he's away from home. He's a long ways away. After about a year, there's only him and one other guy left. they were in a tiger pit at night, and they overheard that they were going to get executed the next morning. So Mineso gets out of the tiger pit, runs through the jungle, comes back to the family. They're reunited, and they're out of there. So it takes quite a bit of time through very, very rugged terrain till they arrive in a refugee camp in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Once they're there, you basically have a 500-acre area, or however large it is, kind of fenced off. Amen described it as, on your third offense leaving this area, you were shot on sight. It was illegal to learn the local language. You had limited opportunity, limited educational opportunities, limited everything. You were just there gathering dust in a handmade hut. At any rate, over time, they get to the opportunity to come to the United States, and they do so. So this guy came to the United States, and Nolan, Missouri, Midwest, relatively poor place itself. You got really just one main road going through town. Half the businesses are shuttered. We're losing our bank. We just had to go pick up the safe deposit box from the for the church. Yeah, because the bank is even leaving town. And what he has done, this family is extraordinary. His kids are going to college. They have aspirations of being doctors and lawyers and all those kinds of things. And they are smart enough. They're going to accomplish it. He purchased a house. He's going to pay it off in 3 years after purchase. Put significant bulk down in cash because he saved up enough money to do it. Now they have trucks and cars, and they become U.S. citizens. And they do all these kind of things that you would hope in your wildest dreams that someone would do coming to the United States. It's just a condition where the gospel is in action, and every Sunday he's going to bring his family to church. Now he's a guy that's probably my age or older. Learning the English language is going to be a challenge. And so there's five in which it's preached in every Sunday. Yeah, Spanish, English, Chuuk, Marshall Islands, and Karen. But there are going to be, just like in my service, you're going to have a one person who speaks a different dialect of Karen that's not preached in. I think 9 nations of birth is my record for our service. And we're talking like 60 people. And it's a challenge, just because even if you can communicate, even through a child to an adult and back and forth, you miss enough nuances that some of this stuff ends up being confusion. I don't know.
That's the perfect word.
You have very different views on how time works. And so my job is kind of like be the central hub and make sure there's not like two services trying to do the same different things in the same spot at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Being flexible.
You just have to be insanely flexible and very comfortable with not knowing what you're doing next week. These cultures, honestly, I swear they decide 5 minutes before they're doing it, and they organize 100 people meet in the church building. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to expect. And
I was thinking of Gospel Day. So we had just been introduced to the Marshall Islands folks. So we didn't know this group very well, and they'd been there a few weeks. And it was late evening, 6, 7, 8, 9. Anyway, we look out, and I think Claire, our daughter, was the first to say, "Mom, there is a 6-foot boat. Sailboat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a sailing ship.
It was a sailing ship replica being pushed into the gym."
We're talking like Christopher Columbus would have ridden that kind of wooden sailing boat.
Yes, a replica.
And they got it inside the gym, and they pushed it in, and we're looking at Facebook Live.
It's like, what have we allowed?
And we're looking at members of the church, and they're all like dancing around this wooden boat. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what is happening? And this is like 10, 11 at night.
Yeah, it was late.
It was early. Late. And the neighbors, I think, oh my goodness, these neighbors are going to shoot us. What is happening? The music is so loud. Didn't know what in tarnation was happening. Turns out it's called Gospel Day. And what they do is they celebrate when the missionaries first came to their island. And how they do that is they bring a replica of the wooden sailing ship that came to their island. They fill it full of food and toiletries and stuff like that for the needy in their community to pass out. and they dance and sing, and it's the most beautiful gospel-centric, wonderful thing ever. But what it looks like is, if you're the pastor of the church in the parsonage, is you got 100+ people dancing around the gym playing music really, really loud at, you know, up till midnight, you know, and on a school night. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You got school the next morning. And so that's the type of life where you have to be very, 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 very flexible.
Very. Yes. One more very.
Yes. Biggest thing I've learned is I'm never going back to how I worshiped God before. I'm not. Being a follower of Christ means that it permeates every aspect of how you live your life as you prepare for the next. The only reason that at the moment of salvation you're not whisked away to heaven at that moment is because we have a job to do, and that's to teach others about Christ. And we should be busying about with that responsibility. And this dynamic of what we have just here in our backyard is one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my life. Just the absolute honor to be able to preach Christ in this environment is something I've never had before. And I'm not going back to worshiping God where I sit on a pew at this time on Sunday, and then at the minute the clock strikes noon, I'm out of there going to the restaurant, and I've done my duty for the week. That's not going to be the way we're going to live our life. It doesn't mean that I'll be pastor of this church till the day I die. I may very well be that. But whatever we do, we're going to follow Christ in every aspect that we can do.
And a great job by Monty Montgomery on the production. By the way, I love the line that Josh said, "The nations are coming to us. Let's not live in fear. Let's get to know and serve these people." Our Faith in Action story, so many great stories in this great country of people of all faiths serving their God here on Our American Stories.
When it comes to this economy, the cat is officially out of the bag. J.P. Morgan's CEO warns the U.S. is likely to tip into recession. One of the world's biggest hedge funds warns we're on the road to hyperinflation, and we could see the worst financial crisis since World War II. Learn how you could protect your hard-earned savings with a free wealth protection kit. There's no cost or commitment, but you have to act fast. Call 855-933-5252 now. That's 855-933-5252.
At Metro by T-Mobile, you can save even more than before, now that you need it the most. Get one line of unlimited 5G for just $40, period. Taxes and fees included. That's the lowest price in prepaid. Plus, choose from the largest selection of free 5G phones from brands you love, like Samsung. Switch now and save more. Only at Metro. If congested, the fraction of users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization. Video streams and SD requires eligible port in. See store for details.
At Ghostbed, great sleep makes all the difference. That's why they design their mattresses, pillows, and bedding products to give you the coolest, most comfortable sleep you can get. Not sure where to begin? Go to ghostbed.com now to explore the collection or book a one-on-one virtual consultation with one of their sleep experts. Plus, enjoy up to 50% off adjustable base bundles for a limited time. Visit ghostbed.com to take advantage of this incredible offer today. Ghostbed.com, the coolest beds in the world.